if we are his bride, then we need to learn how to pray about him, with him, to him, as his bride. And if we are in fact already his bride, because eternity has already begun, which we understand, then would we be at his feet or would be at his side? And how does our prayer change if we're being brought up to him? Not that we put ourselves in that position, but that he draws us up to him as wife. I think what just happened right now is the same thing that happened when we first talked about this. It's very quiet.
Yeah.
Us?
Well, I think one of the reasons that we do get quiet on this is because, not to be boastful, mm-hmm. but, you know, we have come through the bondservant stage and are in the process of moving into that betrothed wife stage, mm-hmm. and it's a new experience.
By the way, this is the level 5, yes.
Yeah. And so we're just starting to delve into it, you know, so it is something perhaps that we can't be as verbal on as we were in the past.
Yeah. And there's such an awe of trying to understand, of coming alongside Yeshua. I remember in my earlier stages, I would always have this picture of me as almost a young child dancing around and him smiling at me lovingly. And one day he just showed me a picture. I had been walking behind him, and now he was wanting me to come up to walk mm-hmm. alongside him. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like starting over as a new believer, because moving into this whole new relationship with him.
Yes. And it isn't a loss of yourself so much as it is a change in yeah. yourself, because when we learn to pray in his will, we still have our own will, but we choose to be submitted to him, and he then calls us friend, and he calls us wife. And there's not a lot about this, but I think that's the picture that's described in Revelation and the prophecy, that we will rule and reign with him in whatever it is that is to come. Mm-hmm. But that's very humbling as far as we've all been concerned, like, oh my goodness. And we fully recognize that there's a lot of pitfalls and difficulties in there that we need to be aware of, the intimacy within the bonds of the relationship. Yes, we can pray and ask, but it's within the bonds of what his will would be. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to fall into presumptuousness or arrogance or pride.
Yeah. As a wife, at a wife level, there is a certain amount of presumptuousness, but not in a negative sense, but I mean, mm-hmm. because you are more at that even level or what?
Intimate relationship.
The word,
and there is the confidence there, yes, the right, trust, confidence. Knowing I can go to him with anything and say, husband, and that took me quite a while to feel comfortable with saying that word, you know, to Yeshua. Husband, this is the situation. And if it's within the Father's will, do something here. Mm-hmm. So it's more like coming to him knowing that he has the power.
Yes.
I just tell him, and you know, his will is done. Whether it requires a change in me or a change in something else.
Mm-hmm. I think there's an awareness. I know it's true for me, and I think for all of you too. We know that Scripture says that we, as the bride, are to be found without spot or blemish when he returns. Mm-hmm. And it feels more and more important that there not be anything in me that would hold back allowing him to correct whatever needs to be done so that I can be without spot or wrinkle or blemish.
Mm-hmm. Right. That just do it in me.
That just do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Scriptures do teach us that the wife is to be in submission to the husband as he is the head.
But not the subservient thing that has been misinterpreted and misunderstood. Yes. And we could go into the whole word study of the azer kenegdo, remember?
Yes.
Yes, the deliverer. A wife is described as a helpmeet, and that word underneath that is azer kenegdo. And azer means a deliverer, and God uses that same name of himself. And he certainly is not inferior in any way. And a kenegdo is a helper for or a helper against. So the wife is called to be a helper and a deliverer of her husband, meaning that she's to speak her understanding, both if it's in agreement with her husband and if she needs to bring up something that he may not know that's in opposition. And we could do a whole other hour on that topic as well. But in this situation, we have this husband, not our physical husbands, but this husband,
our divine husband
is without flaw. And so the picture of how he relates to his wife is without flaw.
Yes.
All the damage is on our side.
Right.
And that's another issue, beginning to understand this particular level in the prayer maturity, because there are the inappropriate things that can happen in our marriages, in our physical life, with our physical husband. And that, once again, can cause misunderstandings and distortions when it comes to relating to Yeshua as our husband.
As husband. Yes, most definitely.
So we have sort of a dependency on God, who we're now understanding as Father, as best friend, as master, as Lord, as king, as husband. All those things, all those come together in a way that we probably don't fully understand yet. And that's part of that dependency on him that is there to make us bold and to be able to look forward to that time with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think of the verse, "Seek me and I will be found."
Mm-hmm.
I think that in such a way covers all of it,
mm-hmm.
that as we continue to seek him, he will continue to reveal himself to us in a deeper and deeper way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's been a joy to do the Song of Solomon study that Dr. C.R. Oliver has written, and to look at that as a description of our relationship has been an absolute blessing to us. We see relevant scripture to this section in Proverbs 31. We see images of the bride in Revelation, in Thessalonians, and in Ezekiel, because strangely enough, those who minister to him in the greatest intimacy are priests and sons of the priestly line as well. And so we're going to have to leave that one for another time too. But we are very excited to share this information. And thank you, ladies, for our conversation today. Anything you all want to add as we wrap up?
Just that it's a constantly evolving,
mm-hmm.
and it has a life of its own that Yeshua is going to breathe into each and every one of us. And just a reminder that we can be, as we've mentioned before, at a stage in general, but we may be fluctuating back and forth in different stages, either lower or higher, depending upon situations and what needs to be built in us mm-hmm. yet.
And we totally understand that what we're discussing here today is completely a work in progress.
Yes.
And that we encourage each one who might be hearing to consider these possibilities and see how they fit or don't fit in your life, and let us know. We want to have an ongoing conversation to decide and determine the growth and the direction that we're being called in.
Yes.
And to do it in a way that is pleasing before our husband and our Father and our Creator and King.
Yes.